USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Once again, there was emotional testimony at the murder trial of Derek Chauvin, the former police officer who's charged in the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis last year. Floyd's former girlfriend, Courtney Ross, took the stand. She became emotional when she recalled how she met him in 2017. She said she was going through a very hard time when Floyd came up to her.
We've been through so much, my sons and I. This kind person just to come up to me and say, can I pray with you?
She spoke about his character during their relationship and about his drug addiction.
Floyd and I both suffered with an opioid addiction.
She told the court that Floyd had been hospitalized for 5 days in March of 2020 due to an overdose of opioids. That was 2 months before he died. This is USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Biden administration is launching a program to help people in low-income communities get COVID-19 vaccines. Vice President Harris was at a roundtable with community leaders.
With the increasing number of supply of vaccinations, we are at a phase at this moment where we can actually get a hold of this thing and advance where we want to be as a country in terms of protecting our neighbors.
Investigators are not saying exactly what caused the crash of Tiger Woods. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Investigators are tight-lipped about the cause of the crash that left golfer Tiger Woods seriously injured. The investigation into the February 22nd crash outside of Los Angeles has wrapped up. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva saying if they get permission from Woods to release the cause of the crash, they will. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With many states beginning to ease coronavirus restrictions, health experts are saying we need to be cautious because we're not out of the woods yet. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, here's Dan Naraki.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down Governor Tony Evers' mask mandate on Wednesday, saying that he overstepped his authority when he issued an extension of the order after the state legislature had voted to repeal the original one. Wisconsin joins a number of other states who have pulled back on their public health efforts against COVID-19 in recent weeks, something Dr. Anthony Fauci says will delay our recovery from the virus. The White House's chief medical advisor tells CNN that with accelerating vaccination rates, we just need to hold on a little bit longer to achieve the needed protection against the virus.
Every day that goes by, we get closer and closer to a greater degree of protection. So now is just not the time to pull back and declare premature victory. It's just not the time. Hang in there a bit longer. We're going to get through this. As more people get vaccinated, there's going to be a greater umbrella of protection over society. That's why we're saying over and over again, just hang on, continue to do the public health measures, and then we could pull back later when we get a greater degree of protection from the vaccines.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.